Good morning. Welcome to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. This service is slightly unusual because we will be reflecting on our last year, and then it will be followed by the formal AGM meeting. There is a service this evening starting at 6:30. I have one item for pastoral news. Leslie has continued her walk and has now reached beyond Manchester. And she has a song for us.
Message first. Fake message received yesterday at 8:50 p.m. With apologies to the proclaimers, please join in on the chorus, which is where we start. And I have walked 200 miles, and I will walk 200 more, just because I'm a woman who said she would, and I think life is really good. And I have walked 200 miles, and I will walk 200 more, just because I can, and I know life is really short. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless Leslie.
This week, there will be a quiz on Friday afternoon in the foyer, and everyone is welcome. There's also a lunchtime recital on Thursday here in the sanctuary, starting at 12:30, and all are welcome. Last night's quiz for Christian Aid was a great evening, and our thanks go to Richard Scorer for setting the quiz, and the many helpers for the food and bringing in prizes for the raffle. A total of, I'm going to give you the pre-small additions number, of £685 was raised. Ooh. There's more. This will go in with the Christian Aid Harvest Appeal, for which the EU will match the funding by 4-1. So our £685 becomes £3,425. And if you've still got some money in your purse, there is some marmalade for sale in the foyer for £1.50 a jar, and this money will go towards the Linwood residential home. And thank you to Sally for leading this service. Thank you.
Good morning. John's got the magic touch. Right, good morning. We're going to begin our service with a call to worship, and chosen a Teze song. It's a sung response. The choir are very kindly, we're going to sing it twice through, the words and the music are up on the screen. Then I'm going to say a prayer. Then we'll sing it twice through again. I'll say another bit of the prayer, and then we'll sing it through twice again. So we're going to sing, we'll sing it total 6 times. Okay, so thank you, Sophie. Church, wake up. Let us offer our lives once more in an act of worship to our God. Draw near. Let us follow the call of the one whose grace defines our lives. Amen. Please sit down. A gathering prayer followed by a prayer of confession. O God, as we gather, may we never place our own needs above those of the other, seeking our own comfort rather than consoling those in need. We come together today to celebrate the value you have given to all of us. Hold us in your love as we gather, O God. Amen. Forgive us, O Lord, when we have pushed out those we do not understand and made them feel unwelcome. Forgive us when we have not loved one another as you have loved us, instead giving the cold shoulder. Forgive us when we speak words of faith but do not apply them to our lives. Have mercy, O just and loving God. Restore us and cleanse our hearts. Help us to live differently by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to have the Lord's Prayer. We're going to do it twice because I'm going to ask the children to help with this. They do know and have memorized the Lord's Prayer, although I've given them the words today because I think they might be a bit nervous standing up in front of you. So I'm going to ask the children to come forward. Your help. So come to the front. Oh, Olivia can come too. She won't know the Lord's Prayer, but she can come. Are you coming, Olivia? So we'll say the Lord's Prayer in English, first of all, and then those of us who can say it in Korean can say it in their own language, okay? So.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And can we say it in Korean, do you think? They're very shy.
It's all here. I might require you.
Where is the Korean? She's very shy. Go on.
하늘에 계신 우리 아버지여, 이름이 거룩히 여김을 받으시오며, 나라에 임하옵시며, 뜻이 하늘에서 임한 것 같이 땅에서도 이루어지이다. 오늘날 우리에게 일용할 양식을 주시고, 우리가 우리에게 죄 지은 자를 용서한 것 같이 우리의 죄를 사하여 주옵시고 우리를 시험에 들게 하지 마옵시고 다만 악에서 구하옵소서. 대개 나라와 권세와 영광이 영원히 있사옵나이다. 아멘.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Okay, Jude, can you sit here for me, please? Okay, right. I'm going to give out a pipe cleaner. Everyone can have one, okay? What we're going to do, you're not going to have to show anyone what you've done with your pipe cleaner, okay? It's not a show and tell, it's a purely personal thing. And I'm going to ask you to join in with my little talk and my introduction to the theme, okay? So can you take a pipe cleaner and pass them on? And have some for you guys as well. We should have enough. Okay, and can you start handing them around as well, Bethany? And Kathy, would you mind? Should be enough. And when you get your pipe cleaner, I'm going to ask you to try and make it into a heart shape. You got one? Oh, there's one here, Sophia. At the back. Pass them, if you can pass them. Oh, that's a great one. So if you can, try and make it into a heart shape. That's it? Yeah? And as you look at your heart shape, I want to remind you how much God loves us all, without judgment, without condition. The most important thing we can take away, that knowledge that we are loved by God, no matter what, warts and all. Now I'm going to ask you to think of somebody that you love. You probably have lots of people that you love, But I'm going to ask you to think of just one person. And then as best as you can, I want you to form a shape that is that person or represents that person. Okay, again, I'm not going to ask you to show it, so it doesn't matter if it's not perfect. So think of someone you love and make a shape that represents that person or reminds you of that person. So it can be the shape of a person, if you want to do that, or it can just be something that represents them, something that you... I'll tell you a little story. Leslie sent me a little message this morning. I'm going to share this story. Leslie sent me a message with a photograph attached. She knows how much I loathe peas. She sent me a photograph of a billboard that she's seen as she's walking. And I assume it's advertising a brand of pea, or it's advertising a supermarket or something, and it's covered with peas. And she sent this message saying, "I saw this and I thought of you." Thank you for that encouraging message first thing in the morning. So I guess Leslie might make a pea shape if she thought of me. I don't know. But you'll have a different shape. I want you to look at the shape that you've made. And we're going to just give thanks for the people we love. Thank you, Father, for the person that we're thinking of right now, the love that they give us in good times and in bad. Thank you for people who love and care for us. And finally, I'm going to invite you to make a pair of glasses or a monocle. Maybe. Monocle might be easier. So a pair of glasses or a monocle. And then I'm going to ask you to keep your pipe cleaner. You can take it home with you as a reminder of what we're going to talk about. That's it. Oh, they're good. Good glasses here. It's going to be a reminder to look out for someone who may not feel loved, someone who feels marginalized or on the edge. It might be a parent in the playground who always stands on their own. It might be an elderly neighbor that you rarely see. It might be a friend who hasn't been in touch for a long time. Children, it might be someone in your playground that's got no friends and feels left out. When Kathy speaks to us later on, in the church secretary's report, she's going to be talking about us being a church that cares for the marginalized, for the people that sometimes go unnoticed by the rest of society, people who perhaps don't have the same love and care that we have. And so we need to be reminded to continue to work with these people and to pray for them. And we'll be learning about how in the last year, this church has reached out to people who feel marginalized and uncared for. And the children, in a moment, are going to learn about how Jesus cared for people that no one else wanted to care for, no one else wanted to even be with. Okay, so that is a fantastic pair of glasses. That's really good. You have to show people that afterwards. We're going to sing now. Keep your glasses. We're going to sing "Our God is a Great Big God." There are some actions that the children hopefully can help me with. So everybody stand up and please join in as you are able to. children are going to go out and learn about this loving, caring Jesus. So we'll see you a little bit later. And we're now going to have the church secretary's report. So thank you, Kathy.
Hello, everybody. My report's title is The Hidden Active Church. Have you noticed all that's been happening in the name of God from KURC this year? The answer to that partly depends on your personality or personal circumstances. Some of us strive for perfection and as a result may be more inclined to see what still needs to be done or be critical about the way things are done without stopping to pause and really look at what is being done. Others may need, because of their health, and I use the word widely, to approach each day as a blessing and be thankful for the fact that the church is there and are confident of a welcome within the building or simply by association with our church. For this year's report, I will be focusing on an area of our church that is hidden, the quiet, everyday stuff that you do. First, I need to describe the uncovered or noisier matters. They relate to our leadership team, principally our ministers, elders, child, youth and family worker, development worker, and the centre manager and her team of the Richard Mayo Centre. Our ministers express our mission of being a welcoming, caring, worshipping Christian community serving all daily. And I am confident that none of us knows all that they do, but each one of us has been touched by their service. Each year, church members vote for elders. The season for this has changed and now coincides with our celebrations at Easter, a time of reflection and renewal. Elders meet together 11 or 12 times each year. Each elder has a particular responsibility and attempts to ensure that the meetings embrace the many functions of their group. Since we became a charity several years ago, elders have also become the trustees of Kingston United Reformed Church Charity. This requires the elders to become more aware of legislation that relates to charities, particularly with regard to our charity finances, which is the vehicle through which we manage our money. At this point, it is worth remembering that many of our church members have served as elders for various lengths of time and over many years. The current team values and needs the support of our non-serving elders too. And then there are the 6 church meetings a year, and the elders do report on the work that they've been doing. Sally Butler, our children, youth and family worker, leads the many opportunities that we offer to ensure that we include families and also prepares child-focused services throughout the year. We often see and hear her on Sundays, and some of us do not necessarily see or hear her during the week when she leads Tots Praise and is involved in parents and toddlers stay and play in the building. More of you are participating in Messy Church, which now happens once a month on a Sunday afternoon. For outreach, Sally regularly visits schools and leads Christian-focused clubs, particularly in secondary schools. Sally makes sure that the Christian University students know of our church and will receive a welcome. And I will say that happened last week, that we had a visitor from the university for the first time. For this report, it is important for you to know that through her work, KURC is in contact with many families. She's keen to develop our support with the whole family and is exploring ways to bring parents together. So in a way, Messy Church is just a beginning. Sulhi, our development worker, has taken the lead in developing our ministry through music for all our members and friends. We are blessed to be able to have direct experience of her work within the context of our worship services. Behind this, she has been building new relationships within our community and discovering hidden musical talent and nurturing it so that more of us can participate in our worship through music. Thank you, Sulhi. Catherine Trewick, our centre manager, and her team keep the essential elements of the building alive so that not only do we make good use of the many spaces that this church building contains, but people receive a good welcome throughout the week. And now to you, church, friends and members that serve outside of that big noise. Over time, some of you support the church by taking on responsibilities that connect us with local, national, and international organisations that seek to serve those in need. Others commit to regular jobs within the church. Then there is a service that you give that is not identified. Have you noticed that there is no blue tack sticking randomly on the walls of the Mayo Hall? There used to be lots. How did that happen? One of us spent time removing it, and that same person has been known to quietly refresh some of the areas of the sanctuary with paint where it has become scuffed or chipped. Have you noticed that we have good lighting in the Mayo Hall, when for a long time it was quite dim? How did that happen? Well, because there was a high cost, research on options was undertaken by the centre team and then presented to the management team, who checked it and looked at the budget, and as it was within the budget, okayed the work. The centre team then managed the work schedule, and now we have light. Have you noticed that the hymn books and Good News Bibles are now fairly accessible when you are sitting in the sanctuary? How did that happen? Yun Jin regularly checks them and makes sure they're fairly spread. Who comes to the sanctuary and tidies up the activities table? Sally doesn't know. Someone's been doing that quietly. The 10 o'clock and 10:30 Sunday services are now fully translated into Korean. Haejun Lee not only translates the sermon when she receives it earlier in the week, but also does simultaneous translation. Because of this quiet support, we now have a growing number of people becoming members of our church. Each one of them has become involved in other aspects of our church's mission, and not just on Sundays. The service is also recorded and made available on the KURC website. Leslie's sermons are sent to 8 church members who are no longer able to come to church. These include our church members who no longer live in the UK. And we also receive from them, and this nourishes our worship. Many others of you take care to be welcoming of newcomers to the church with warm greetings and gentle encouragement to join our many activities. When we gather to share food, you generously donate food, whatever the event. And this could be from a quiz time in the foyer, our second Sunday lunches, messy church, or the biggest meal that we share with others on Christmas Day. And without the lead of our ministers or elders, you also gather together to share a picnic or go out for a meal. Within our prayerful times, we remember the persecuted church, and some of us are quietly supporting those we know whose lives are at risk because of their faith. We have been made aware of the precarious situations that some people who are known to us are in due to issues over visas or immigration status. For most of us, we can offer prayerful support, and some of us can be more direct. In the late autumn, you will fill shoeboxes with gifts for people you do not know. In the winter months, some of you give your time to support the winter night shelter for people who are currently homeless within the Kingston area. Some of you quietly are generous with your money for your neighbour in financial need. Each year, you show a higher commitment to the work of Christian Aid and Commitment for Life. Ray Charlton encourages you to help in any way that you can, and because of that, our community has fun as well as raising some considerable sums of money. Many of you attend meetings that are led by the minister or an elder that look closely at aspects of the church, for instance, community ministry, the YPSG group, the worship group, and pastoral, to name a few. An increasing number of you are prepared to take a leading role in worship. Those of us without your courage are very thankful. Some of you give your time to enable the foyer to be open for refreshments, calm, and friendship. Do not underestimate the value of the time you spend there. True friendships have developed here, and Christian journeys have started here. Just being present and accepting others is very powerful. And this is also true of the Friday afternoon dance sessions and the lion dancing that takes place on Thursday evenings. Last September, we gave thanks that Leslie has been our minister for 20 years. I just ask, where has all that time gone? In the area outside of our church, we have seen the beginnings of the future changes as the town centre continues to be redeveloped. The impact of this is complex for us. We have been working on developing mutually useful relationships with the developers. We need to maintain the integrity of this building, making sure that we remain a church that serves and yet embraces the newness as it slowly develops. This year, I've been reviewing previous elders' meetings and church meeting minutes over several years, and I see that we often struggle with our finances, despite many creative initiatives. This work continues and is currently in the hands of the elders' meetings. There have been blessings that include a successful gift day in which people were generous with their money. After a long gap, we now have a treasurer and a new bookkeeper, and we can return to a position of a good overview of our financial status. But our thanks go to the team of people who have been guardians of our finances in that period of absence. Some of you offer your creative talents to enrich the church. Over recent years, music has become not just an expression of our worship, but also our service to the community through formal lunchtime recitals. And soon we will be having a hymn fest, inviting other church communities to join us. This year, we made gifts for visitors from the Korean Presbyterian Church. We have artists and poets as well as musicians, and maybe this could be an area for development. Now, I'm sure that if I were to make a complete list, no name would be excluded, for in your own way, you all contribute to this amazing and sometimes crazy church. This expression of the body of Christ is not perfect. Sometimes the different parts of the body are not connecting well, and there can be some achy joints that need treatment. I've been reading Corinthians to prepare for this report. It reminds me that even the early church struggled to keep its focus on God and his message of love. And I'll finish with a verse from 1 Corinthians 12. You are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Only as you accept your part in that body does your part mean anything. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. We're going to have a time of intercession now, and Myrtle Austin is going to lead us in our intercessions. So let's pray. Thank you.
Loving God, who rescues and restores us, we think of those who need your help today. We pray especially for those who feel ignored, whose problems never seem to be acknowledged, whose cries for help are downplayed or devalued. We pray for those who feel they don't have a place to belong, a safe place to find support and friendship. There may be some who think of cruelty at home or mounting debt that cannot be met. We pray for those in captivity of drugs, alcohol, gambling, or other distressing maladies. They cannot see a way through the darkness when their lives are in pieces. For those in physical captivity, that they may feel that they are remembered. May they all know you as healer and as friend. As for us, make us their advocates and their champions where the world has abandoned them, showing love to all who need it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to take the offering now, so and then we're going to sing a hymn by faith. Living God, we come with no great gifts to offer. We are ordinary people. Yet what we have, we bring to you to make your love felt in other people's lives. We offer you our time and our talents at home, at work, and in the marketplace. Use us fully so that your love may shine through us and that the light of your kingdom may illuminate the world. Amen. Thank you. We're going to stand and sing by faith. Please stand. Down. In a moment, Liz Cook is going to come and read our Bible reading for us, but I just wanted to read to you the quotation at the top of the notice sheet. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. And we've heard from Kathy how, as a church, there's lots of small acts going on, sometimes unseen, unnoticed, and probably unthanked. When we do those small acts of service, we're following in the footsteps of Jesus, our Saviour. And as we'll hear in our Bible reading now, we'll hear about the power of a touch, a slight touch, to turn someone's life around. Thank you, Liz.
Then Jesus left and went away to the territory near the city of Tyre. He went into a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, but he could not stay hidden. A woman whose daughter had an evil spirit in her heard about Jesus and came to him at once and fell at his feet. The woman was a Gentile, born in the region of Phoenicia in Syria. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus answered, "Let us first feed the children. It isn't right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." "Sir," she answered, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's leftovers. So Jesus said to her, "Because of that answer, go back home, where you will find that the demon has gone out of your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed. The demon had indeed gone out of her. Jesus then left the neighborhood of Tyre and went on through Sidon to Lake Galilee, going by way of the territory of the 10 towns. Some people brought him a man who was deaf and could hardly speak, and they begged Jesus to place his hands on him. So Jesus took him off alone, away from the crowd, put his fingers in the man's ears, spat, and touched the man's tongue. Then Jesus looked up to heaven, gave a deep groan, and said to the man, "Ephphatha," which means "open up." At once the man was able to hear. His speech impediment was removed, and he began to talk without any trouble. Then Jesus ordered the people not to speak of it to anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they spoke. And all who heard were completely amazed. "How well he does everything," they exclaimed. "He even causes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak." Thanks be to God.
Going to have Leslie's minister's report now, and she's asked Bessie Kakai to read it to us. So thank you, Bessie.
As this is delivered, my expectation is that I will be walking, although I do know now I could be dead. Not today, as I'm having Sundays off, but this season. Left foot up and down, right foot up and down, and on and on and on. Nobody will be cheering me. Nobody will be dancing for me when I get to Scotland. Nobody will say, "How great you are for doing it." Indeed, many people have told me I am bonkers. It is exactly like this in Christian life. Nobody is cheering us. It's all about tiny repeated ways of behaving. Indeed, some will think we are bonkers. We do what we do because we know it is right. Christian life is communal, not solitary walking, but is faithful small steps in a Godward direction. Keeping that plain, humble ambition as guiding principle is tough. We human beings love projects, and we have a yearning for the new and exciting. It is not the job of the church to fulfill that need. It is our job to provide a safe shape where people can encounter the living God. Encounter with God is always new and always exciting, but often worked out in rather dull ways. A long marriage, a broken friendship restored, an addiction overcome, an illness born with courage. These are truly exciting things, but again, not the stuff that gets into the papers. What will happen next year to Kingston United Reformed Church? God knows. We will turn up, though. We will worship, offer, and lead worship. We will battle against our society's culture and try to shape our church by God's standards rather than the trends of our age. We will do what we do, whether it is fashionable or not, not because we believe it to be right. We will aim to use well the resources God has given us in terms of people with talents, plus money, and our building. We know that God will bless us. We rely on that alone.
Thank you, Bessie, for doing that. We're going to have our final hymn, which is number 72 in the hymn books. And we're going to stand and sing "Now Thank We All Our God." So please stand for our final hymn.
Thank you. We read in Mark's Gospel that because of what he did, said, and was, Jesus could not remain hidden. So let us go out with these words. May the love of God be the passion in our hearts, the joy of God our strength when times are hard, the grace of God the guide to what we say and do, that all might see you through us and believe. Amen.